We are so excited because today we are going to be taking a bite out of Statesville, North Carolina's newest sweet treat. And if you're not supposed to have sweet treats, we have an alibi for you.
Welcome to Discover Statesville, the show that takes you on a captivating journey through the heart of one of North Carolina's most charming towns.
Welcome back to Discover Statesville. Today we are joined with Mike Evans, founder of Alibi Cookies. Out of St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome to Statesville.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the show. That's all good. We're gonna roll with this. So, Mike, tell us about how you started out. How long ago did you start Alibi Cookies?
We're going on our fourth year now. We started. We started with a warm cookie vending machine. So even before that, so I quit my job. I had a party bus company. I was a DJ. And the pandemic hit. Of course, no one was booking party buses. No one was booking DJs.
And so, still eating cookies, though.
Still eating cookies. Still eating,
probably on like a drinking. Higher level. Yeah, still, and drinking.
Still eating cookies and still drinking. And so I was just sitting at home, just burning through savings, Amazon boxes, ordering delivery, takeout, you know. Sent the last of the money over to Japan to get a machine built. So the machine was first. The warm cookie vending machine was first. And then we opened up our first store.
So is that something that existed before, or was that something that you were like, you know, it would be really cool, a warm cookie vending machine, you had to then have it designed? And
warm cookie vending machine did not exist in the U.S. They have something similar over in Japan, but it was the first of its kind over here in the States.
And so you got that made, put one somewhere in St. Louis?
Well, it wasn't permanent. I kind of took that thing all around wherever I could plug it in. I got in trouble a little bit plugging that thing into some places. But
I need a warm cookie vending machine in my bedroom.
And so you're baking cookies, stocking the machine.
Yep.
Everybody. Traveling around from place to place. Mm-hmm. The police are like, man, we're chasing this
machine bandit. And we finally found a home for it inside Tam Avenue Bar in St. Louis, Missouri. It's in historic Dogtown. And it just took off, completely off. We had lines at the machine through the bar, and people would just come to the bar just to get warm cookies out of the machine. It was a great thing. We made a lot of money very quickly, so that's why we decided to open up the first location.
Did the bar lean into it and do, like, some cookie pairings?
It happened so quick and so fast that we really didn't have time to, like, do anything. Because when I opened the first store, I moved the machine down to be in front of the location. Mm-hmm. Okay. So people can get warm cookies 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Very when the store cool. was closed.
So how long is it going to be before we have a machine 24 hours in Statesville?
It won't be long. It won't be long.
Really? Cool.
We're going to work out something. We're going to get a machine. My goal is for every store to have a warm cookie vending machine outside. So even when we're closed, you guys can still come get warm
cookies. Now, are those things that other locations can contract through Alibi? Like if you had a space and say, man, we'd love to have one of those warm cookie vending machines.
Yeah, so we have machines not just at, like, locations. We have machines inside of concert venues. We have a machine in Halifax, Pennsylvania. It's on top of a mountain. They kind of just built a little hut around it. It's interesting.
So you got to send somebody out there to restock that thing?
We got actually have I have partners up in Pennsylvania that takes care of that for me. So okay. We just ship them cookies and then they stock it.
Wow, very cool.
So tell us, Mike, before we get too deep into the machines, mm-hmm. what is...
Well, you're talking. I'm going to eat some.
What is an Alibi cookie?
What's an Alibi cookie?
Yeah, what is an Alibi cookie?
It's a warm, delicious, crispy-edged, soft-centered cookie that you can get 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in select cities.
And this is, you got your elevator speech down. This is the blueberry lemon.
That's the lemon blueberry.
Lemon blueberry deluxe cookie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having
and
an apple pie.
Then, just because this one's so beautiful, this is the regular size cookie. This is, I'm assuming, red velvet.
Red velvet, white chocolate chips.
Oh. Okay, I've touched this.
I still can eat it.
You're going to touch them all. I'm going to get to leave with them.
Well, lick them all. They're all mine. You guys have been open going on a month now.
It's been awesome. Everyone's coming out. We have regulars already. It's seriously, people coming in like every single day.
Really?
We've been seeing like quite a few people. It's been good.
Yeah, so tell us why Alibi cookie. I know the story, but I want anyone else to know the story of where, you know, because sometimes people are like so detailed with how they came up with this name or this logo.
Yeah.
But I like your story. Why Alibi cookie?
So I was sitting in the bar trying to figure out what I was going to call this thing. Mm-hmm. And the bar I was sitting in was called Alibi 15. It's in Ellisville, Missouri. And after a few more beers, I wrote it down. I went home. And I woke up the next morning, and I kept saying Alibi Cookies over and over. And it sounded good, so I was like, Alibi Cookies, let's do it. Let's
there
go with
go.
It.
Yeah, don't overthink it. And I like it. You know, I was making up all these reasons in my head. You know, like, you need an alibi to have this sweet treat. Or,
very true.
I was making up all these reasons in my head.
Far more simple than that.
Yeah, very. It's real.
Yeah.
You know, it's just real.
I didn't hire human. Some, like, team to, like, come up with all this. I designed our logo in Photoshop. It's, like, very simple and just straight to the point.
Yeah, and look how great it's doing. So you have 5 corporate stores.
Mm-hmm.
In all of Missouri?
Missouri and Illinois.
Okay. And then when I first met you, I said, why Statesville? Because you guys kind of snuck in on us a little bit. But why? Tell us, why Statesville?
We were supposed to be open like 3 weeks ago, but we had some hiccups with the city as far as a few inspections. But no, we felt like North Carolina needed warm cookie deliciousness for one, but it just kind of worked out. We found the perfect location. We felt like the people of Statesville didn't have to travel to Charlotte to experience, you know, something like Alibi Cookies, because that's what a lot of people kept telling us. Like, we got to go to Charlotte. I'm so glad I live 3 blocks away. I can finally just order delivery and get cookies. And so that's what we try to go in places that don't have our concept already.
Right.
Introduce something new.
So this is the first
specialty dessert.
Mm-hmm. First in North Carolina, but I mean, you guys have big plans, right? Plans for more in the region.
So next month we're opening one in Charlotte.
Okay.
We found perfect location there. They're doing a lot of like construction, a lot of apartments they're building and stuff like that. And the plan is to open up 10 more in the Carolinas, I would say, between North and South Carolina.
Wow,
that's so exciting! Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not just cookies.
That's right.
It's
ice cream.
Yeah.
Because I've had this cookie in a milkshake.
Mm-hmm. We do
in all different formats.
Ice cream cookie sandwiches, cookie shakes, which is 2 cookies, ice cream blended. You can get a cookie cream pie. If you ever had an oatmeal cream pie,
oh, yeah.
It's the same thing, only with warm cookies, and you can choose two different cookies.
That's
you don't have to choose the same cookie.
Like
and the same thing with ice cream cookie sandwich. You can choose 2 different cookies as well.
And cookie cakes.
Yeah.
I love cookie cakes.
And we do shapes. You can get a circle, you can get a heart, you can get a shamrock.
Oh, perfect. That's coming up. We'll have to be getting the shamrock-shaped cookie.
And so you guys are located right there on East Broad Street.
Yep. Yep.
In the same, what all's in that shopping center? I can't remember.
Papa John's. Wendy's.
Okay. So right in that little strip there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just right up the street from Hungry Howie's Pizza.
Right? We're right next door to Hungry Howie's Pizza, next to Wendy's. Anyway.
So yeah. So cookie shakes, peanut butter s'mores, Sunny's Cantina, Dogtown Pantry, mm-hmm. homage to the original cookie machine, right?
So each see, one I pay attention. Shakes are, those are our signature shakes. So each one of those shakes means something Dogtown related or homage to something that's happened to us.
Yeah, Dark Saint Mint.
So what's the most popular cookie?
The most popular cookie.
I mean, is there like a franchise wide winner, or is it like?
Well, this is the first franchise location. All the rest are
Is it, you know, corporate store winner?
Yeah. So I mean, everyone loves chocolate chunk. It's always going to be number one seller. Beyond that, apple pie, lemon blueberry snuck in there. Our deluxe peanut butter cups always been the top seller, and red velvet.
Okay. Well, so fun fact, because was I your first customer? I was in there. It was pretty close. I was in there pretty close to opening.
Pretty close.
On your first day and got a sampler pack. And I had texted the team the night before and said, okay, I'm going to get cookies. What kind do you want? And they both said chocolate chunk.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the sampler pack. And at the end of the day, there were some cookies left. And the cookies they didn't eat was the chocolate chunk.
Everything else.
Right. They were like, I want to try these things I've never had.
Yes.
So I had
the
big. They had the little and the big. So I had the chocolate chip and chocolate chunk cookies. But of course, I've bit into this one, guys. But this was a sampler pack that Mike was so gracious to bring us before we dove into it. Isaias is over there enjoying a cookie. If he's nice, we might let him.
I got
some
to
more.
Get one cookie, and it's been over there.
Oh, here.
No, I'm still working on my apple pie cookie.
I've had my one cookie for the day. That's my rule now: one cookie a day.
Oh, you got to keep fit.
So, are you guys? You mentioned all the potential growth here in the Southeast. Are you are you growing in other parts of the country, or right now are you focused on the Southeast?
Definitely. We're just kind of building in the Midwest and kind of just spawning off from that, and then obviously Statesville is going to be kind of like our number one store over here, and we're going to do the same thing we've just basically been doing in St. Louis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Statesville's going to be the office, right? The headquarters
it
for this region.
For the East Coast,
yeah.
Oh, very
so
cool.
Yeah. We'll be home. Alibi Cookies home in the Southeast
for the East
region.
Coast. I'll be over
yeah,
here that'll, a lot.
Well, we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to seeing you and hearing how you expand. So tell us, I always like to hear, like, how has the reception or the welcome been? I always feel like Statesville really shows up to mm-hmm. support, and then we got to find ways to keep that love going. But yeah. So how has the initial reception been?
It's been awesome. Like I said, we have regulars down, which is just like people that have literally been in each and every day. No, you haven't been in a day yet, but
yeah.
We'll get you down on our way home.
Yeah.
Well, as a family, we've been in every day for either Brandon or I. So I think I told you the story. We literally, Brandon loves a blizzard, and we would drive across town to Dairy Queen, and
anymore.
Yeah. We got shakes. You are on my way home. So yes. I don't know if that's good for me or bad for me, but good for you for sure.
Yeah, but people of Statesville, none but love. Like, it's been great. They've been showing up in groups. They're bringing their kids, and all types and demographics of people have been showing up, and everyone's been saying great things about us online. We've had a few Statesville TikToks made already.
Oh, nice.
They've been pretty awesome. So, yeah, it's just that every day people just continue to come. So
that's great.
It's been good.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, thank you for the content, because I posted a picture of you and I pointing at your logo with some cookies, and our engagement on our page has been through the roof. I don't know if it was because of the picture of you or the cookies.
I mean, I'm a little, you know.
the post that went out the day before y'all opened got a ton of traffic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot.
Oh, that was just a copy of their video that you guys had posted a video.
The countdown video.
Yeah, it was actually the weekend, and I was laying around watching Lifetime movies, and I'm see this video.
Regular Sunday.
Of floating cookies, and I'm like, what is this? And then I'm like, Alibi Cookie opening on 1811, is that right? Or what's the address?
Oh, 1811. Yeah.
1811 East Broad Street. See, I told you I've been there a lot. And then I'm like, oh, whatever. This is a joke. We're being punked. We're not getting a new cookie milkshake store.
Of course you are.
So I messaged you guys, and you're like, come see us.
Well, and I think it's indicative of what you were saying earlier. I mean, you know, people really seek out these, you know, specialty donut places, mm-hmm. specialty cupcake places, all that kind of stuff. And we really didn't, you know, I mean, we've got bakeries and stuff, but a specialty cookie places. Something new and different.
Yeah. Everybody knows Dunkin' Donuts and, you know, all the rest of them, like, you know, dessert places you go to for your dessert and coffee. But we like to be a little different. We do things different from other cookie places. And
so this says new cookies every month.
Yeah. So we do a cookie of the month every single month. So it's a different cookie.
So this cookie is going away?
So the story behind the lemon blueberry cookie, it was a cookie of the month. It was July cookie of the month. Like a year and a half ago at this point. And so we did it. We was done with it, and people were like rioted it because they wanted more of it. So we did another round of the lemon blueberry cookie, and we're like, all right, that's it. We're not doing it anymore. And then people rioted it again. So I'm like, all right, we'll keep it on the menu for a while.
So you got me, Mike, right? I can sneak in the back door.
It's been on the menu for a while, along with our Snickers. Our Snickers was a cookie of the month, and people kind of, again,
is apple pie always on the menu?
Always. That used to be a cookie of the month, and then it sold so well. I mean, just like blew everything out of the water. I was like, yep, on the menu.
This would be good with ice cream.
It's warm.
They have it. Yeah. Warm cookie with ice cream.
It's literally an apple pie. We baked an apple pie and made cookies out of it.
So who's the mastermind behind the cookie recipes? You are.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. How'd you get into that?
My mom's a master chef. She was a chef her entire life. I used to watch her and my grandma cook in the church and in the kitchen behind our church that we had at the time. My grandfather was a pastor. And so just I've always been like, I guess, in the culinary arts. And then my whole entire professional career has just been working for restaurants. So I've been in restaurants.
Okay.
Some of the recipes are, you know, a snickerdoodle cookie is a snickerdoodle cookie. I mean, it's a cinnamon sugar cookie. It's not much to that. Some are special. Some are just like I just took and made better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not to go all the way back to the beginning again, rehash that, but I think I heard maybe your head of marketing, your corporate head of marketing, said that you started shipping cookies from your basement, right? I mean, like,
so
in the beginning.
In the beginning, before we had the machine, so there was a church that had closed due to the pandemic, mm-hmm. and they had listed their kitchen for rent just to kind of generate some kind of money. And so I rented the kitchen, and I was just literally shipping cookies to anybody that would go to our website and buy it. We didn't have a machine, didn't have a storefront, nothing. So I would literally wait for orders to come in, and some days we'll have like 15, 20 orders, and some orders we have one, two. Some we didn't have zero. I was like, I need to do something. Like so, but yeah, we were definitely just shipping cookies all over the country to whoever would buy them in the beginning. That's kind of how we.
That's amazing.
Then the machine came, and then the store came after that.
Right. And then the rest is
going, and you guys going still to be ship history. Cookies?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, if this was something that you were, you know, somebody here was like, gosh, I'd love to send a box of cookies to
absolutely
my grandmother who lives in
all 50 Alaska. States and Canada and Mexico as wow. well. So, pretty much North America we ship.
Very cool.
I think you should put this warm, mobile, delicious machine in. And Brittany, you need this machine in downtown Statesville so you can get warm, delicious cookies on both sides of town. But you're on DoorDash?
Is we that are right? on DoorDash. We do deliver and, again, ship nationwide.
Yeah. And for the local schools loves doing fundraising. I see you've got fundraising opportunities. Like, talk – I mean – Cookies and Milk fundraiser. Who doesn't want to participate in that? Tell us about that a little bit.
So our fundraisers are, they have been just awesome. Our most popular one is the 12-pack fundraiser. If anyone's familiar with like TJ's pizza concept, is you send the kids home with a form, they go sell, you know, pizzas or cookies or yeah. whatever the case may be. They turn them into us. We, you know, give the organization a kickback, obviously. And we kind of go from there. It's always been the most popular one. Or you can do like a night where you come in and get 10% of sales, you know, for a particular night.
Sure.
Just a lot of different options.
You know? We're going to do this Alibi Challenge.
Right. That's, man. It's got you written all over it, Richard.
No, if I'm in your end. Okay. I'm not even sure if I can finish a whole pint of milk in one day.
There have been less than five people, if I'm not mistaken, Katie, right? Less than five people that have actually beat it, the Alibi Challenge. Less than five. I think it may be like four. One guy done it twice. I think it may be three total people. One guy did it twice. So it's only been beaten three times since we started.
And so this is three cream pie, oatmeal cream pie.
Three oatmeal cream pie.
So that's six cookies.
And
this
a pint of milk.
This size? The deluxe
no,
size?
No, the just regular oatmeal.
Yeah, and a pint of milk. And I could do that milk. In 1 minute.
Everyone thinks they can. We've had firefighters,
right here,
policemen
Cindy
tap
something?
Out.
Just declare that she can. She could beat the Alibi Challenge.
What I wish I would have brought one.
Cream pie war.
Three. We've had policemen, firefighters tap out.
Oh, please.
We had a whole team of firefighters come in and try to do it one time, and they all tapped out.
Police department, yep. The fire department, April Nesbitt, public information officer. We got to make this happen. We're doing it.
Oh, so, and we're recording. And if you lose, you put your picture on the wall with the losers. We do it. And you'll see, like, literally three pictures on the winner side. What, two, actually. The guy did it twice. And then just, like, a bunch
already
of losers.
Already here in Statesville?
No, oh, at when oh, we were doing that, okay. Other locations.
So of all your locations in the country, this has only happened three times.
Three times, and one guy did it twice.
Wow.
That's it.
Was he a big time?
No, not at all. Not at all. He
I mean,
just did it.
You have to really like milk.
It's fun to watch.
And sweets, I think.
Too. It is fun to watch because everyone thinks like, oh, three oatmeal cream pies. And they're not huge. It's just, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah. This is like people who used to try to do that gallon milk challenge.
Oh, man. Those YouTube videos live rent-free in my head.
Yeah. So,
rent-free.
Mike, did I understand correctly that you guys are going to be open here in Statesville 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.?
Correct. And we're even considering extending our hours into the p.m. a little bit more. More people are starting to come in a little later, so we're thinking it might stand open until at least midnight, but that's... We're still working on that. But if people keep coming in, then, yeah, we'll stay open later. No problem.
So if you heard him, he said keep showing up.
Keep
for
showing
some,
up.
For
keep
some Alibi cookies.
And
we'll put that warm cookie machine out there.
There you go.
Empty by the next.
And we do deliver, too, all the way up to the point we're closed. So you can definitely still get delivery.
Wow.
Yeah. I could see that delivery in our future. So, Mike, tell us, is there anything we haven't? You have coffee?
We do. We have a coffee program we just launched, and we're trying some different flavors. But we've always had coffee. It's always been kind of a part of our menu. Like our coffees and cream is
coffees and cream.
It's
yes, please.
Wait till I explain it. Yeah, it gets better. So we do a scoop of ice cream and coffee. Now the coffee will take on the flavor of whatever of the 8 flavors we have available of ice cream that you choose.
Ooh, tell us what the 8 flavors are.
So we have vanilla, chocolate, strawberry cheesecake, birthday cake, mint chocolate chip, cookie dough. Did I say 8?
It's always that 8th one.
Peanut butter?
No.
Just say it out loud.
Cookies and cream?
There we go. Cookies and cream. All right.
Well, since...
I was trying to read the lips over there.
I wasn't even looking at it. I'm trying to remember what the flavor is. But yeah, the coffee takes on whatever flavor ice cream, and it's so good. It really is.
Birthday cake coffee? Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Or you can do like a cookie cocoa. We take hot chocolate and we blend whatever cookie you want with it and top it a little whipped cream, and the cocoa takes on whatever flavor of the cookie.
Isaiah, so you heading that way right now?
Yeah, I hear him breathing over there, heavy breathing.
Well, is there anything that we haven't talked about? What do you want everyone to know about Alibi Cookie in Statesville, North Carolina?
Even though we're, I guess, becoming a national brand, we still have like those local roots. We like to still consider ourselves local because that's who we are. I mean, we're going to do a bunch of fundraising. We're going to give so much back to the community. We're going to be involved in the community. You know, just come support us. Like, you know, support us like you would, you know, Starbucks, but just come to Alibi instead.
No. Not Starbucks, because that's more franchise.
Come support local. Yeah. You know, we're local.
Treat it like a local.
I think and every time I've been in, literally, I have to go find you in the kitchen. You're back there making cookies. I am
that type of owner. I'm not the type of owner that's going to sit in the office and just count money and just say, oh, you guys go do this. No, I'm baking cookies.
Count money and eat cookies.
I don't have time to count money. I'm baking cookies and you know, I'm back there mopping floors, sweeping, taking out trash. I'm always going to be that type of owner. I like to be involved in my business as much as possible.
Well, and I think the fact that you've already made Statesville's going to be your base of East Coast operations, I think does pretty much make it local. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Right.
We're local. You're paying local taxes.
Let us know how we can support you.
Well, you are paying local taxes.
Yeah, you are.
As a city of Statesville employee, we appreciate it.
Seriously, thank you for taking a chance on Statesville, North Carolina, and bringing your roots here. And
it's only the beginning.
I'm excited about your story, and I'm going to be following along to watch your success. And it's a pleasure to meet you, Mike Evans.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm glad you guys came in. This has been awesome. Statesville's been awesome. I'm not going to lie. It's been fun. We've had fun since we've been here.
Good.
Yeah, well, we always say you might be our first non-native Statesville guest we've had. But we always say Statesville is you know, the fabric, the amazing people who make up Statesville is what makes Statesville successful. And it makes my heart happy to know that you experienced that bringing your business here to
it's
Statesville.
My home, too. My second, third, fourth.
We used to live in the same town.
Yeah, you lived in Chesterfield. Yeah, we both.
I'm not done working on you yet. You're coming to Statesville. Alibi Cookie, everyone, Monday, 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
10 a.m. to 10 p.m. for now, maybe later.
Yeah.
1811 East Broad Street.
Yep.
And Alibi Cookies with an S. .com. You can order online.
And
check them
out.
Yeah. And brownie.
Yeah.
And everything else. Thanks, everyone. Until next time. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining Discover Statesville. You can email us at discover@statesvillenc.com. Check us out on Facebook at Discover Statesville NC, hashtag Discover Statesville, and our website, statesvillenc.com. Catch us next week as we continue on our journey to uncover the hidden gems, culinary adventures, entertainment, and to be inspired and enlightened as we discover Statesville.